Sentinel Online. Now loading All Things Transformers.
Be sure to check out All Things Transformers with Steve, Megatron, and TFG1 Mike. Transformers!
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 49.5. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG and Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
A lazy bastard.
Very true.
Yes. For more information, listen to TBU.
Or a lack thereof.
Yes.
So last time we did an ATTF, it was more than... Actually, you weren't even on it. It was me, Spada, and Wilson, Michael Wilson, that is, doing the book versus game discussion. The last time you were on your own show, we were doing the BotCon roundup, I don't know, something like that. The reason why we're doing a 49.5 is to advertise for episode 50. So start advertising.
Yes, episode 50. Basically, I want voicemails, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. This will be the 50th episode, which technically would be over that anyway. But as far as numbering goes, this is, you know, it's going to be the grand... Epic 50, and I want user or listener feedback in any case of all sorts to be played and said over the episode, and we'll probably have a discussion topic. Not sure what I'm going to do for it yet, but I'll get that ironed out by the time we go to record it. I'm hoping to get that episode out by like September something. Like mid-September, so be sure to send in any listener feedback between now and then.
Yes.
But yeah, that's for the most part what I'm looking to get. I know this show hasn't gotten a lot of feedback whatsoever anyway, other than the early episodes being told that they suck. But yeah, that's basically it.
Yes. So, I guess getting right into the news here, like Steve said, we haven't really done a lot of news reporting, but there have been some new Transformers Prime character images. Check out some images of Transformers Prime cast in all their glory. We've got a group shots, robot and vehicle mode shots, and even a nice group shot of four of the main Autobots together. Seen at the left there, include our images of Bumblebee in both modes, Cliffjumper in the Decepticon Trooper in vehicle mode, Ratchet in robot mode, Human Companion Raphael, Raph Esquivel, oof, that's a horrible name to have, and last but no means least, a close-up view of Megatron himself. Looking at Megatron, he's a combination of War for Cybertron and Movieverse.
Looks kind of fugly, but not too fugly.
Yeah.
At least he's not movie-verse completely, and looks like complete ass.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Ratchet has much of his original color scheme and pretty much old head.
Yeah.
Prime pretty much looks like movie Prime.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, really?
Yeah, I didn't expect much.
But, I thought they were going for, what's her nuts, Red Alert with this series for the female medic.
That may yet come.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a guess. They'll probably end up bringing that in somehow or some way into the show.
I can tell you right now, I don't care for RC whatsoever in this series. Just by looking at it, I don't care.
Blue.
Yeah. And the creators at BotCon apparently said, well, we didn't want to have a pink motorcycle for a boys franchise. I don't know. Some, maybe Michael Wilson can call in for episode 50 and explain it, but they made her blue because they didn't want a boys franchise associated with a pink motorcycle or something, or they thought it was too girly or something or other. And I'm thinking, what, whatever. But I don't like the design on RC whatsoever.
Yeah. As far as Ratchet, I think he has an overall good design.
Yeah, as far as Bumblebee goes, I wish they made him more War for Cybertron and less Movieverse.
I can live with this design. I'm not happy with it.
I can live with it. I mean, we're going to have to live with it. We have no choice, but...
Obviously.
You know, I wish they would have gone more of a War for Cybertron design.
Cliff Jumper doesn't look too bad either, considering he's finally pretty much different from Bumblebee in all ways.
Cliff Jumper looks awesome.
Yes, and Bumblebee looks like some kind of a modified Cadillac Camaro.
My thigh!
The Decepticon Trooper car looks like a Cadillac.
Yeah.
It just the whole look of it, it looks like one. The new kid in the series, got some anime tinges to him, but he kind of reminds me more of the, what's that movie called? I think it's a Pixar film or a DreamWorks film, one of the two, but it's the one where the kid goes to the future.
Oh, jeez, I know what you're talking about, too. Oh, man. Crap.
That's going to bug me. But it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. He doesn't look like some kind of a punk kid. Hopefully, he's not movie-verse. Hopefully, he's not as stupid as all the Japanese imported series. I'm hoping that he more so resembles G1-ish type of a character.
Maybe they'll get what's-his-name that voiced Kicker to voice this character.
Do you want to be shot? Like, seriously.
Just saying.
Why? We don't go there. We don't talk about it.
Well, you mentioned the thing, so I figured, what the hell? I might as well. You opened the door, so I might as well go through it.
You opened the door, so I'm just gonna barge right in. Yes. Megatron's face looks kind of fugly, but it doesn't look ultimately bad. It looks like they mixed War for Cybertron with it, but and included some G1 elements, which I'm just glad that the voice cast is who it is, as far as some of them. Re-releasing this information, which it's just getting repetitive at this point, but Peter Cullen is Prime, Welker is Megatron, which this Megatron has more of a new sound, but still keeping pretty close to the old.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. They got Gina Torres in it, James Remar, Josh Keaton, Kevin Michael Richardson, and Marky Post, and Tanya Gunati. I guess the only one that is of any merit here is Josh Keaton, like other than the original two, who's rumored to play Bumblebee.
Oh. Yeah, Michael Richardson, too. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, I know he has. He's played, like, the Joker in one of the in The Batman.
He was also Omega Supreme in animated.
That is true. So this isn't his first bout with Transformers.
Yeah.
I just wonder who these other people are playing in this series.
I'm not sure.
Because me, personally, I don't... I'm just hoping that they actually do something good with this.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I mean, Yeah, Ortsy and Kurtzman. I know that they were partially responsible for Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, but again, it was because of the writer's strike. Michael Bay and the other guy got their greasy paws in the show and raped it. And to be honest, Ortsman and Kurtzy were working on better things, such as the Star Trek film. And I think that they'll do this right.
I don't think so. I think Orsi and Kurtzman are the worst things about this. The only bad things about this series is that they're in charge.
I think that they'll try their best to do better by the fans in this series over what happened with the movies, because honestly, I don't think that they had or wanted much to do with the film, because Michael Bay was just kind of superseding every decision and kind of raping their ideas. So I think they took a back seat in the films, so they didn't have to, you know, take much of the brunt force from it.
Yeah.
I mean, them with J.J. Abrams is pretty much gold, but it remains to be seen in this yet. I'm just hoping that they don't completely kill it. I'm also hoping that they bring back some of the old G1 and Beast Wars writers. People that, you know, can write in continuity and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that goes good. Another bit of TF Prime news that, I mean, granted, it's been out for like 2 days, but they have Vince Toyama doing the background design for TF Prime, which he's done a lot of good films, such as Batman, Superman, Public Enemies, Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths, Batman Under the Red Hood, The Spectacular Spider-Man, Spider-Man the Animated Series, or the new animated series, Godzilla and Extreme Ghostbusters. Yeah, those were kind of crap shows, but the backgrounds were good. So that's at least good news to hear.
Yep.
That they won't have some kind of a shitty background.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I'm reserving all my skepticism for the show until I actually see more of an episode than the little trailers they're throwing out.
Did you listen to the end of the book versus discussion thing?
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Wilson hates it. Already hates it. And
really?
He was the one that criticized us for hating on it before we even saw anything about it, and now he hates it.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
I'm willing to give it a shot, too, but...
Especially after he pounded that in your head.
Yeah, really, I know, and it's like, what the hell?
He's like, you will kiss its ass and you'll like it. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so I mean, I'll give it a chance. Hopefully it's good. I will watch it more so for the sake that, Cullen and Welker are reprising their ancient roles in this.
Yeah.
Than any other reason. I'm just hoping that they can do right by the fans and everything else.
Do you remember what year that movie came out that we don't know the title of?
No. And what's sad is, I probably will remember by the time I get it in IMDb or Wikipedia.
I'm currently looking for it now on Wiki, damn it. So, yeah,
It's driving you that batshit crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say it's a,
it's not a Pixar film, I know that.
It's a DreamWorks film.
I looked at DreamWorks, I didn't see it.
It's
not robots.
No, it's, yeah, sorry folks, this is quite off topic, but
yes.
It just has to be done.
Yeah, let's focus on my Springer hate for a minute while we're looking for this. The reason why I hate Springer, and I've said this before, but people have been asking me recently, why all the Springer hate? If you look at Hot Rod and RC, they both have the same power of X-ray vision. They both have Princess Leia ears. They both have some sort of attraction between the two of them, and they both have affection for Daniel. Springer is nothing but a home wrecking green piece of pile of puke who comes in to try to steal RC away from Hot Rod. That's all he is. He's a home wrecking son of a bitch, and I cannot stand that green bastard.
And now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
Did you find it yet?
No, it isn't. It is. It's got to be a Pixar film.
Well,
It's not DreamWorks.
So, let's see. What other news do we have here? Second run of Transformers Collectors Club Punch Counter Punch to go up for order this week. I don't care. I was super stoked for this figure at first, and then I started seeing reviews of him, and the head is way too small. It's teeny tiny, and I don't like it. However, I do like the packaging, and I like the way that the toy comes packaged. I like the way, because it is Collector's Club, that they do the little bio card like the BotCon cards, but I will never own that figure because it just, no. Let me see here. What else do we have? Generations Minicon single packs released at U.S. retail. Yay. Do we just want to close this episode of ATTF before we go down another giant rat hole? I guess
I like going down rat holes. Rat holes are fun. They're dark, murky, and scary. It's Meet the Robinsons.
That's what it... Shit.
It's a Disney film. I just looked at my DVD guide that I have of all the movies I own.
That's what it is. Yep. Yeah, the kid goes into the... Yeah, I just... I knew it was Disney or Pixar. I knew it wasn't Pixar, and I knew it wasn't DreamWorks, but I knew it must have been Disney because I saw it friggin' advertised on Disney Channel like 2 days ago. Oh, crap.
You're like, you wanna watch it? Da-na-da-na.
No. So, more images of the mysterious Transformers 3 armored fuel truck. A few days ago, Transformers fans spotted a fuel truck lookalike vehicle half-concealed at the parking lot with the other Transformers 3 vehicles. Thanks to Jimmy88 of the 2005 boards, we saw that this truck is not an ordinary vehicle, since when did refueling trucks come with heavy armor and added weaponry? We now have more images of the truck thanks to TF Lamb, whatever, in Pixel Rally, because the windows are tinted and similar to any robot vehicle in the Transformers movie franchise, it adds an evidence that this just might be a movie robot. Click on the thumbnail to take a look at the new mysterious armored fuel truck. Okay.
Yes, it's on the Transformers live-action movie blog. That's why it's Lamb.
Oh. Whatever.
NASCAR Autobot Shootout. Explosions. They upgraded Bumblebee yet again.
Ugh.
He's got a spoiler in the decals are in different spots now.
Why don't they just make him a fucking convertible and get it over with?
Because GM doesn't actually have a working convertible one.
Well, they need to make it already, damn it.
Well, they won't have it till 2012.
The end of the world. Lovely.
Yes. When you're riding in your sports car, we're all going to die. That's going to be the slogan. It'll come out. It'll be like, what's hotter than the top down? The world crashing down around you. Chevy, we love riding on your tires. And your neck.
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
Yes, and they're doing casting calls all over the place. They don't have Jolt back for the film, which... It's the Chevy Volt character.
Yeah.
That featured 11 seconds in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not dead. He was there for a quick scene, and then all of a sudden he shows up for, 15 seconds, and helps Optimus merge with the deceased Jetfire, and poof, he's gone.
Yes. There is an article on here. New official Transformers Generation images, and I wanted to look at this because I haven't been able to see a actual good image of the Generations blur, because he doesn't have an image on BBTS, and the BBTS pre-order on him is sold out. But wow, that's a cool looking robot mode.
Can you believe this shit? The NASCAR trio are the wreckers.
I can believe it because it's fucking Bay. There's the
you
link.
Mean Bay fucking them.
Oh, that's not an image I needed, but okay.
He likes the giant robots in his pants.
Like Michael Wilson says, my pants are full.
Now, I know this is a bit off topic for ATTF, considering we don't do toys. But as far as the Generations figures are concerned,
mm-hmm.
which ones of the new ones that are coming out, as far as like Blur, Megatron, Soundwave, Prime, Bumblebee, Dark Mount, Dirge, and Red Alert, which ones are your favorites out of that group that are coming out?
I have Bumblebee and Prime already. Bumblebee and Prime are already out. Megatron and that wave, I believe, are supposed to be surfacing sometime in the middle of this month. I want one Megatron. I don't care for the alt mode, but I love the robot mode, especially since it's War for Cybertron. Soundwave, at first I was going to get two of him, but just looking at this alt mode now, I don't know. I may still get two of him.
He looks too scrawny in robot mode.
No, well, let me look at the robot mode image really quick. It's not really that he looks scrawny in robot mode. It's just the way that the way the Generations line is going. The feet have ball joints. See on if you look at the robot mode image, see on the bottom of the foot that there's a white line behind it. That's because that's silver. That gray part is a ball joint between the leg and the actual foot. So, I like the Soundwave. I want the Soundwave. If anybody wants to get me a Soundwave, because I'm already purchased all the toys I can purchase, you can email me, tfgonmike@gmail.com. All toy donations for ToyCast are welcome, and all toys will be reviewed on ToyCast.
I would love to get the Optimus and Megatron.
You need to go out and find the Optimus. I mean, you should be able to find the Optimus in your area. If they're here at Target, you should be, and you're going to have to look at Target, because Walmart is nothing but fail, as far as I'm concerned. But the Optimus is awesome.
Yeah, he looks really much so. I really want one.
Yeah, he is awesome.
Although, I'm not quite sure of their price, and I don't really have the spare money lying around at this point.
When I bought them at Target, Optimus and Bumblebee at Target were $10 each. At BBTS, they're like $12.99 plus shipping. So I'm not.
Well, they're not badly priced right now, then.
Well, they're deluxe toys, so yeah. I mean, it's not that all of the Generation stuff, like Red Alert and Optimus and Megatron and Soundwave, they're all deluxe class.
So they're not too big to be thrown through the or filling more of a shelf. They're more so, and actually, that Prime has a lot of detail for.
Yes, he does.
Being a deluxe, most deluxes don't even have that much detail.
Yeah, he does. I'm gonna turn on my video so I can show him to you. Seeing as
but,
I actually have him. And it doesn't show it in the picture, but in the game, his gun is on his arm. So on the toy, his gun is also on his arm. Good thing my chair sunk. Let's see. Come on, can't minimize that. But oops, damn it, Optimus, you and your stupid clutch legs. Crap, how am I going to hold this? Here he is, here.
Nice.
Yeah. And see the sidearm. At first I thought it was because an homage to Megatron, but I'm like, why would that be? But then I remembered Spada pointed out to me it's like that because of the game, because that's what it's like in part of the game. He has his gun on his actual arm. Come on, Optimus, you drunk bastard. Stand up.
I think I want to get one of these just so I can kit bash it.
What'd you kit bash it into? I don't like that laugh.
Custom created.
What?
My custom. my custom created character.
Oh Lord. And here's the alt mode.
Nice.
Now, yeah,
that would work really nice.
All of the alt modes, I'm going to try to get this as close to the camera as possible. See that little speck right there where my thumbnail is?
Yes.
That is a machine mold. The tool got too close to the plastic. That's on every single figure of the current released figures of Optimus.
Nice.
Everybody that I've seen that does reviews of this guy does it. All of them have that. But he is awesome. For me, transformation is slightly complex. Bumblebee's transformation is fucking ridiculous, but Bumblebee is pretty much a cross between an avocado and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. He just is.
That is what I've noticed.
So, I'm waiting for Spada to put his review up of Megatron. I've seen PR's review of Megatron. Megatron is awesome. Megatron looks really badass. He's extremely white, though, where in the game he was kind of grayish. But maybe that's just the way that they had to design him. like I said, I do want Soundwave, just because it's Soundwave and it's more of a homage to G1 Soundwave a little bit, other than the fact that he's a truck. Yeah, I want that. As far as Blur, I can wait on him. He's not, like, the most important. I think he looks cool. The Dirge and the Thrust and all that, I'm not into the Seekers, so I won't be getting those. Spada tried to talk me into Dark Mount, as far as that it's awesome and everything else, and I'm sure it is. It's just, I don't know, I'm not really that thrilled with it, so.
Well, Dark Mount to me will always be
Straxus.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're that Dark Mount, that is the name of the location that Megatron is in a lot of the old comics.
Right.
To me, Dark Mount is complete ass.
Well.
Like, I'm sure he looks fine, but whatever, I'd never buy him.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, as far as, the new movie's concerned, I'll wait until I see it. I'm sure it's good, but whatever. Yeah. I'm sure this one will be... It can't possibly be any worse than the second film.
No.
So, I'll take anything I can get. And it'll be different to see somebody else in the leading female role.
Yeah, I'm still not too thrilled with them calling her Carly, and then... Well, people have pointed out to me, Spike is his nickname because Protoman pointed it out to me, because in some deleted scene in the first film, they spiked his head or something or other. I don't know. At the end of a football game or some crap like that. I'm not really too sure. But I'm not too thrilled that they're going to put a Carly in there and him still be called Sam, and it's his nickname. Spike is his... Oh, God. Fucking Michael Bay. Asshole. And I need to clarify, because everybody's... Michael Wilson especially is like, why are you always hating on Michael Bay and blah, 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 and everything else. I like Michael Bay in some of his other films. I like Armageddon, and I like the Bad Boys franchise. I'm sorry. He should not have been the one to do Transformers. Not at all.
Well, the first film, I could see that. Beyond the first film, someone else should have been doing it. He was just the guy to make it actually hit the main screen and get them to where they need to be. After that, he could have walked away. Now, knowing that this is a big money pit, of course he's not going to leave. He's going to, stay in it till the end, and then, they'll probably reboot it in about 3 years. But that's besides the fact. I don't know how this third film's going to turn out. Like I said, it can't be worse than the second film. I mean, it could, but I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping it's better than the first film.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of hard to top it, but... To me, they first screwed up when Walker wasn't cast as Megatron. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Megatron sounds like the rest of the freaking Decepticons, with the exception of Starscream.
Yeah. I still wish... I'm tired of movie crap, but I wish that they... I wish that the Hub would have struck a deal with New Moon Studios to adapt War for Cybertron to be the new cartoon. I mean, I know that they're taking some of the design aspects of animated and movie-verse. It's mainly movie-verse and War for Cybertron, but I wish that they would port over to War for Cybertron to be an actual Transformers cartoon, because the designs in that game and the toys are just fucking phenomenal, and they just, ugh. I don't know. So, do we have anything else we want to bring up, or do we want to...
No, I think that's about it.
Alrighty then, I guess you can close the show, Megatron.
Go over and listen to the Beast Unleashed podcast. Excellent. Yes.
Wait, this isn't the Beast Unleashed podcast, dude.
I said to go over and listen to it.
But this isn't the Beast Unleashed podcast.
I know. I said to go listen to it or I'll have Barney rape you.
Well, there could be depth charge fish pants.
Yes. What's getting into that ear?
I was waiting for it.
No. No depth charge fish pants here. Again, visit the Beast Unleashed.
See you next time, folks.
I'm on strike.
A surgical strike?
Bacon.
Begin strips, you're a dog now, Megatron?
No, I'm on strike. I want bacon.
You can't have bacon.
I will have it, and I will have it now.
Oh, good lord. All right, so, yeah, this has been a train wreck for episode 49.5.
Send us clips. Or else.
Yeah, call the voicemail line. 502-526-5821. I had to remember it there for a minute because it's not in front of me. And leave us questions, comments, topic ideas for episode 50. You've got about 3 weeks to do this. 502-526-5821. Call the voicemail line and do it now. And no bacon for Megatron. Megatron, hello, wake up.
No fish pants.
See you later, people.
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.